to the Dan Burley Show live here on Republic Broadcast. I've been on a number of shows this week, and I forgot where I was, but this is Republic Broadcasting, and oh, I just have a lot to talk about. One of the things I want to really cover here, and I would like your assistance in this to give your opinion. This has to do with what happened with Representative Dennis Kucinich this week. Huge issue. He came before the House with impeachment of Dick Cheney, Vice President Dick Cheney. The interesting fact of this effort that he made was the Republicans and were ones that were backing him. If I read the report right, it was like 48 of them. But the Democrats refused. You know, the ones that said that they were going in for us and going to do whatever they were going to do, they weren't there for this. And I wanted your opinion on that because, again, the thing we're talking about on these broadcasts is the fact that we have a huge issue in this country in regards to malfeasance of law, corruption, voting fraud, conspiracy, dealing with 9/11, Oklahoma City, everything you can think of that has been bump in the night. And, you know, when you go back and you see what's going on, it's always a situation that everybody looks back and they say, it's this White House, treasonous acts, all types of impeachable offenses. But when it comes to the elected officials that we vote in and we say we want them in there because we say that, you know, hey, they were going to make a big change, they got in there, all right, and are they doing it? Now, another thing I want to ask you folks out there, this is kind of an interesting thing, too. Out of all the presidential candidates have come up and said what they want to do and stuff, the only one that has been actively trying to do something in regards to this corruption seems to be Dennis Kucinich. He actually wrote language, pushed the language to try to get impeachment against the president and vice president. I was there. I witnessed it some months ago when I went there with the ACLU. He was running in with his tie blowing in the air, running to get this bill put out there. And I was telling some senators and congressmen, said, hey, what's going on with the bill? I started calling mainstream press. I called the people I knew there. I called them, you know, this station, let them know, hey, it's happening. Impeachment. And they was told, no, it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen at all. Why is that? What is it you want? You know, what is it that you want? You, the people, the listeners, the taxpayers, the people out here that are the voters. These are public servants, you know, and your taxes, all your taxes for your property and for your food and everything else you buy, and goods and services and everything, all these huge amounts of taxes you're paying, going right into your pocket. And they're supposed to be acting on our behalf, are they? 800-313-9443. We'll be back up after this break.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Hi, we're back. It's your host, Deanne, on RBN Republic Broadcasting. Want to hear your opinions here, 800-313-9443. I think John is here now. John, are you?
Yes.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good here. It's a little brisk out here in the Northeast. We had pretty good frost on the windshields, and we had like a half inch of snow this morning that covered the ground finally, and which is kind of norm for us. But
hey.
It's a created situation again, but it's they're meeting the criteria of what is more norm for us. So.
Well, you know, I don't know, out here it's been pretty cold this week in this area. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, very cold. And the thing I was bringing up on this broadcast, and I was talking about it before you came on, is about representatives. Tennis Kucinich of, you know, going to the floor with this thing with Dick Cheney, trying to get impeachment. And it was very interesting that the folks that just got in that we newly elected that was supposed to make a radical change, most of them didn't even back it. And then it was, seemed like the Republicans were for it more than the Democrats. And the issue was when it hit the floor, nothing happened. They didn't back the impeachment. Now, the question I bring up is this. We have all these people claiming they want to run for president, currently in office, some of them senators or whatever. Only person out of the whole pile that's actually doing something is Dennis Kucinich. Have you noticed that? What is your opinion of?
Well, you know, it's you know, they're going to kill him, or they're going to, you know, it's just like Ron Paul. I think Kucinich and Ron Paul would be an excellent president and vice president candidates. And when it gets said and done, the powers to be are not going to stand by. They you know, they've murdered how many people in Waco? They've murdered how many people in Ruby Ridge as far as the family? I mean, they just are out and out. You've got 9/11. You've got Oklahoma. I mean, they're not going to stop. I mean, if you think they're going to stop, they've created wars. They've killed millions of people in Iraq and all around the world. They've got cold wars going. I think it's listed like there's 54 wars going all at once. We're only hearing of a couple. And, you know, they're creating – I just see advertisements that they're talking at, oh, New York City is really vulnerable to you know, like bus bombs and that kind of thing. They're brash to where they even come out, or brash to where they even come out and announce what's tentatively coming at us, and then they do it, and it's like they put this wall up, like, oh, it's not us, when you know it's them. And you know, you've got the, what is it, P208 law, or I forget the number, but it's for the supposedly the administrative abilities to have the CIA create terrorism to create war. It's like it's legal. Well, if that's legal, I'm sorry, you know, that's a violation of God's laws, hands down. We're just not going to make it. We're allowing these things. It's like the U.S. Title 50, Section 15, 20, or 20A, or COINTELPRO, of, you know, mechanization of oppression of the U.S. public. This is, people, if they don't understand that we're being poisoned, that we're being controlled, that we're being financially disrupted, and we don't start taking issue to it, and the people that are allowing it to happen are actually people that it's going to happen to also. I mean, again, as I pointed out, we went to that meeting for landlords, and we were all able, it's like misery loves company, and we're all able to tell about how these people have corrupted us with not paying their rent and destroying our apartments, and we can figure out a better way to write our leases so we can stop these people. But it became, and the end point was, these are delinquent people, number one, that can't manage themselves for whatever reason, health reasons, family reasons, whatever. But when it gets said and done, we orchestrated a blacklist. We were able to do a legal expulsion of them and be taught how to do it. So we're practicing law, and it was like okayed. And then the meeting, even though it was private, it was infiltrated by the government, who told us how to do this and organize this and what we needed to do. And they set us up for a criteria of what the state wants us to do. And so here we have a group of people that we've said it's okay to throw them in the street. It's okay to let them get on them FEMA trailers because we don't like them, because they've vandalized us. Well, the community has allowed us not to pay them enough so that they're delinquent. They're more than delinquent. They're abusive to our system, so we feel indebted that we can do something to them. We can hit them, or we can do something. But as God laws, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. When you're down and out, do you want someone to put you in the street?
The landlord-tenant issue, that's a huge issue that, you know, just on the level of the landlord, you're talking on the aspect of that. But from the tenants issue, there, you know, I don't know what's going on out here. I don't have a clue what's going on out here, but I guess it has to hit your neck of the woods the way it is in the big cities and areas, the suburban areas. There are a lot of people out here illegally conveying deeds, changing deeds and records, and taking over senior properties that are seniors in nursing homes. There's a number of law firms that are working on huge amounts of lawsuits, complaints and filed in regards to people being forced to nursing homes. They're taking their property. Then through some type of illegal conveyance of deed, they draft up a situation where people that are appointed through the court system end up being in charge of these people's property. And while they're in there, they make out they're their owner. So a landlord is, you know, there's landlords and landlords, the real ones. Then you have droves of these fake landlords that are out here.
Like fiefdoms.
Huh?
They're like a fiefdom.
Yeah. They come in and they don't have any connection to the property. They are not really appointed through the court. It's kind of like the court makes them a caretaker in some cases. Some of them aren't even that. Some of them happen to be nurses and people they put in to watch these people in a nursing home, and they come back and they know they have these residents, and they come in and take them over and rent them, and they act as though they're actually the landlord. And then when the tenant has to go fix appliances or end up in a situation where, you know, there's problems with this and that and the other, then lo and behold, you find out the tenant's already, you know, they go to court. A lot of them have gone to court in regards to this out here in John. And they find out that these people aren't even the landlord, and the court allows the hearing and then still kicks the people out because they didn't pay their rent. Now, you're paying rent to somebody who doesn't own the property, and you go and look at the deed, and the person that owns the property is in another area, not connected with these other people, and they got all kinds of false names. There was a woman in Chicago had taken over somebody's whole apartment complex down in the city area. And what she did, she went to the deeds office, and she went in there and found the record, found the absentee landlord and checked on it, and found that he was out of the country and not there. And she just opened up the door, cleaned up the place, and opened up and started renting. And she rented for several years. When we come out and find out that she never owned the property, and they shut the whole property down. So all those people had to be kicked out because that was not her building. Now, the authorities in Cook County went after her, but out in these other counties, they just let that stuff go. And again, you know, these people going through this stuff are, you know, one person could go through the same scenario year after year with finding landlords thinking they're real landlords and they're not. There was even one woman with a real huge realty company. She was doing the same thing. There were people, absentee landlords, that were overseas. And she was going in and telling people that she owned the property and renting it out while they were gone. Now, this one woman in the case, she was living out in Willowbrook. I met her. She went in there, and there was no water in there. The water and everything, toilet, everything, none of that stuff worked. And there was a condemned sign in her window of the apartment over in the corner that the woman tried to scratch out, you know, that she rented to it from. She didn't own it. So, you know, these things, they don't talk about in the landlord-tenant meetings that you go to because, you know, again, that's not the version that they are hearing. They're hearing this one side of, you know, we're tenants, we're good, and the tenants that we get are bad. A lot of these people are stressed out, and when they try to get, you know, into housing, you know, it's kind of like a scary situation because they're going in from a bad aspect to another, you know, aspect that they don't know anything about. So they have almost like post-traumatic stress disorder from dealing with housing, and landlords have the same thing. So now they're coming up with all these forums and different things to, you know, basically cause everybody kind of infighting because it keeps you quagmired up in the court. And then while you're going through all these things, you're not actually seeing what's before you. Because the bottom line in all this, you know, going back to the landlord-tenants issue, is a quagmire's back up to what I was talking about, Dennis Kucinich. He was in there, and, you know, we need more senators and more congressmen to clean up house. Maybe they can clean up the house, and then maybe they can't illegally conveil deeds. That's the whole issue. And as I said before, not one candidate, not one of these candidates went out there and actually went out there and forced the issue of trying to get impeachment for either Dick Cheney or George Bush.
Well, who's the governor of Georgia that they just evicted because she was boisterous about 9/11 and basically told the truth?
That was Cynthia McKinnon.
McKinsey, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, look what
she's
did to her.
She's running for president, too.
And look what they did to her. I mean, she'd be a great candidate because she's standing up for what's right and truth.
Mm-hmm.
But they're probably going to kill her. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't run, but we shouldn't accept Congress and Senate being treasonous. I mean, there's the documentation of the law is there. If you've got someone breaking the law, someone being treasonous from within or from without of the country, we're supposed to take action.
Mm-hmm.
From the Patriot Act, which is an illegal act, we're supposed to take action. We're
well, I hear
that.
The music. I think we're going to break. And we should be back after the break. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. Want to hear your opinion.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 14.
426 Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, PO Box 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, we're back. And it's Deanne here on RBN Live, and I'm talking to John Alastasis, my co-host. And we're talking about, issues here. You know, we sit here, you know, John, and we've been on the broadcast talking about all this stuff. Since, you know, I first met you, I was doing this beforehand on the radio, and we've all been complaining about 9/11. We've been complaining about Oklahoma City. We've been complaining about the corruption. We've been complaining about Enron. We've been complaining about this war in Iraq. We've been complaining about a Valerie Plame. And we've been complaining and complaining and complaining. And finally, we have somebody that is in the House, somebody that's willing in the House to actually go in there and try to clean house, okay? And who's doing anything about it? Who's supporting anything? Who's doing anything at all? What's going on with that?
Well, as landlords, we blacklisted people to put them on the street with their families, and as old German people that are in this country that saw how Germany was taken over and corrupted are leaving this country because they're saying the same thing is happening. We're ostracizing a group of people to the street that we're willing to hurt if they go to the gas chambers or the FEMA camps or whatever you want to say on the prisoner cars that they're building. It's like we've made the first line of destruction. The first group of people, as the gypsies were in Germany. We're seeing it happen. We're okaying it to happen. We can start to understand how Germany was destructed. And we're seeing the first phases in our country of it being done to us. We're helping. We're part of the team. We've got to change that team and the logic of how it's operating and start to say, hey, wait a minute, what have we done wrong here? Let's step backwards and take a look at how they've done this. $150 barrel oil that's the Bilderberg meeting has proclaimed is going to happen in the next 6 months is not necessary. The hidden high gas mileage fuel so we can have fuel for nothing and not even have a power system. We could have small power plants in our own homes. We wouldn't have to pay a power bill. We might have to buy an investment of a generator that might be approximately $3,000 would run our entire house for heat and energy. The same with our car. We can have an electric car that would plug in at night at our own house.
Well, that's the electric car situation. Now, the congressman, I think that's who it is, down there in New Mexico, he's got an electric car. They're building a plant down there as we speak. And that's one thing he's doing. He's working with that. So we got two, three candidates that are involved with certain issues, but the one that really made an impact, I would say, was Dennis Kucinich, because he, again, the energy issue is huge. But again, what are we going to do with the energy issue if we got corruption? And the corruption is the thing that's causing the price up. We could talk about free energy all we want, but we're not going to get any free energy because we have corrupt people in the White House and that are connected with oil industry and various other industry, and they don't want to have that. So do you think anything's going to do anything until we clean the corruption? We're not going to get oil outside the oil. We're not going to get anything yet. So what do you think about this? You know, what is your opinion?
Well, as they're fighting us from many different avenues, as you go into battle, you have many different tools to use. And the more tools you use, the more strategic you are about it, the more successful you are normally. And those that we're talking about are just some of the tools that can be used. And there's many more tools, and everybody has to apply themselves. And we all have to take a change of heart first to start seeing what's going on here. As we're talking today, and we've been talking for a long time, it's the avenue of starting to create solutions. And everybody has a niche on the brain of how to solve the problem, but you need to act on it. And everybody has to maybe apply it in a little different way, but we need to be thinking about it and applying it to address it. And as we all peck away at our individual ways of maybe picking it apart, we can be successful.
Well, now, we're going to have a guest here on the show, Alfred Weber. He's getting ready to call in. I was on another program earlier about this issue with Kucinich and everything that's going on in the White House with him. It was earlier today. And I think it's very important to hear what he has to say because, again, Alfred is a trained attorney, and he knows this politician pool we're dealing with, and he sat as a judge on the Asian tribunal for this White House. And the thing is, again, we're not looking at this right. Because, see, we have the opportunity right now. This is the biggest opportunity we've had in our lifetime, really. And who opened the door to this is Dennis Kucinich. He went before the House, and right now there is a situation that it could be almost like a filibuster in a way if we get on the phone and start calling. We need to make this change. We need to call the Speaker of the House and everybody that's listed. I have a way for you to go in. You have to go into my website, which is integritynews.wetpaint.com, integritynews.wetpaint.com, and it's right there. And it has a list of the names of the people you need to know. So when you get those names, you go in there and start calling and nonstop and pass it on to your relatives. Because we need to do something about this. I'm going to see if Alfred's here when we come back from this break. Because we're going to talk about this thing. It's huge. This is a nightmare, folks, and we can clean up this nightmare. It takes you, me, and all of us collectively. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, we're back. We're live and we're on RBN. And I want to give that website again. Please to go it into my website, which is integritynews.webpaint.com. Go in there, and there's a list of folks in there you need to call about this issue with Dennis Kucinich. And we're going to talk more about that. I got a caller, and then I'm going to bring my dear friend Alfred Weber on. We have a caller in Texas. Ron in Texas, is that, can you come here?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, great. Okay. I totally agree with you about Kucinich ought to be just about top of the totem pole of items right now, just because of all the labor that went into getting that together and the evidence to carry it that far must be significant. And for people to just letting that be glazed over is a foolish insanity.
Yeah, it's really scary because, you know, we have a bunch of people here complaining. That we've had presidential candidates that have come forth, become president, haven't done any of the things that they promised. And Kucinich is doing something right now, you know, before he's even gotten in the House.
Another...
Not one of these people have done anything yet. Have you heard anything that you feel is positive that any of these people have done?
Who, me?
Yeah, anybody
other than
Kucinich at this point.
You know, I was even so disappointed that... Ron Paul didn't put his vote in on that bill the other day. The other point that I wanted to add, a couple more points here about the kind of like the top three or four things other than the impeachment bill by Kucinich is the overwhelming evidence that's now lined up for Building 7. And why everybody even heard somebody on one of the RBN shows talk about how John Stadtmuller had let this kind of lapse into he wasn't going to talk about 911 anymore, that there were other issues more pressing. Well, Building 7 now has kind of taken that highlight again between Kucinich and Building 7, the missing money, and the illegal voting machines, I mean, what more focus do we need to put on?
Well, that's the amazing thing because, you know, again, we got it if somebody does something. And this is all the collective issue is that we have a person that's proactive, okay? And we're complaining about, you know, all the treasonous acts, everything's been going on, this, that, and the other, and everybody's been given lip service. And I call lip service because that's what you're hearing.
Well, people, another thing, too, is here they're getting back on these jibber-jabber subjects. You know, do we call a Jew or what?
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of stuff is kind of like bringing Paris Hilton into the other media screen as a distraction and a time consumer that serves no purpose against the points that we're trying to get focused on.
Well, this is, now you had another point you want to bring up, and did you? I'm going to bring Alfred Weber on, and I was wondering if you wanted to ask him any questions as well.
Well, no, I just wanted to kind of chime in with you about the Kucinich bill, as well as reiterate the focus needs to be still brought back up and brought to everybody's mind about Building 7 now and the new CIS or the CIS reports that came out on it. It needs. How can we not say that it doesn't need to be reopened? And all the missing money that came up in the Pentagon, the trillions there,
mm-hmm.
and the evidence that's been gathered about the voting machines, it's like there ought to be just an immediate mandate that says this year no electronic voting machines until these things can be totally proven, foolproof.
Here. Well, there was a man in Chicago who was an attorney, and he found out when they came out here that he tested them. But during the last election we had for mayor, and it was obvious that they were rigged, you know. So he went out there and he did his thing to show it, and then he almost got arrested by the state's attorney out here, Dick Devine, because he was proven that these machines could be easily rigged, and he showed how they could be done. So, you know, the thing is that the machines are garbage. And it's not going to change, folks, until we actually take responsibility for what we are involved in here. And, again, I think if we back up Kucinich, don't you think we should back Kucinich, Ron? What do you feel about that?
Oh, I absolutely do. The man's got a lot of courage. He's got a lot of insight. He knows what the people are calling for. He knows what's out there as the truth.
As far as a filibuster, geez, it'd be great if everybody could just start loading the phones and loading the fax machines and start a whole campaign for a month here until we impeach actually the Bush and Cheney. And just, you know, the fact of treason is the fact of treason. The law stands. We can post the law or whatever you want to, but the bottom line is this weapons of mass destruction weren't around. We're in Iraq over nothingness. They're threatening to go in Iran because they might have nuclear weapons. They got Pakistan that they're stirring up now. And again, it's like we have the college to where we train leaders to go into other countries to take them over, and we've apparently trained them to take over our Congress and our senators and our presidents because no one's doing anything, and we're seeing it right in front of our face. We have treason. There is no impeachability. It's a point of actually hanging the gentleman.
I even think if we'd be able to put them in glass cages and make them break rocks for the people to see until the day they die.
Well, the thing is, can you hold on for one moment, Ron? Is it possible or no?
Sure.
I would bring Alfred Weber on, my friend out there in Canada. Alfred, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dan.
Hi, Alfred. I thank you. I know I asked you twice on today, but this is very important issue, very, very important issue about Kucinich. And wanted your opinion and wanted to find out what you feel about this. Again, you know, as I said earlier, say now, the only candidate we've had ever, I can't think of, except for Jimmy Carter, I have not seen any.
Cynthia McKinney.
Yeah, Cynthia McKinney, too. Yeah, she was one that was ostracized out of, her position, and it could have been voting fraud again. But I'm saying that the issue is that this guy went in and he got it to this level before he even got in as being a president. Okay? I mean, he has been actually doing something. So now he's got it right there. And where are the people? See, we're at fault, I feel. What do you think, Alfred? What do you think?
I think that what we witnessed over the last few days leading up to the impeachment vote was the first time that we had a connect between popular energy. I know that I was working overtime to get calls in there between popular energy and a dynamic in the House of Representatives that was unexpected on both sides, because the power structure that tried to control it inside lost control of it. And that's the phenomenon that we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we have a bill, 333, for impeachment in the Judiciary Committee, and we can begin to go its next step, which is to have hearings, because we've demonstrated that we've gotten there. Both sides try to kill it, and then all of a sudden, wham, no. An order came in, no, let's not kill it. But that was in response to the popular energy. So it was the matrix inside the House, Republican and Democratic division thereof, that was trying to deal with the popular energy. So we now have to focus the popular energy on the Judiciary Committee. I'm looking at the membership of the Judiciary Committee right now on my computer screen, and their telephone numbers. And as I understand it, there are 22 sponsors of House Resolution 333, and there are a number of them that are on the Judiciary Committee.
Mm.
So I think that we have to begin to focalize our popular energy on this and really move, because we have, I think as the gentlemen who are calling in are stating, we have a veritable government of occupation. And I think that, as you know, as you and I have spoken, we had the 9/11 Independent Prosecutor Act, which was based on Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution, which is the Treason Act, which states that participation in an armed attack upon the United States shall be considered treason. And so, therefore, that act, which we brought directly up to John Conyers and had meetings with his senior staff, is yet another grounds for impeachment, because both Richard B. Cheney was the chief executive officer of the implementation of the false flag operation of 9/11. It's just not listed right now in Resolution 333, but once those hearings get started, that material can begin to come out. And as one of the gentlemen said there, you've got Building 7, you've got a great deal of information that once the impeachment hearings get started on the grounds that are just there, that's a tsunami of evidence that will sweep away the Cheney-Bush administration.
Now, the third thing that, you know, is in all this, Ron, Alfred, John, is, again, like Alfred said, is the positive energy that people call. They don't want this. They wanted him impeached. Now, the thing is that we went out and voted. We ran out there to vote these Democrats in to make sure they got in the office, because they were going to be our backbone to get something done. They get in the office, and then when we want something done, where are they on that? Have they done anything?
Right. Well,
then we have the Republicans. I think at one point, was it true that there was more Republicans in the works that were maybe sponsoring Dennis Kucinich on this than there were Democrats?
Yeah, under the Pelosi regime, they cut a diabolical they try to enforce a diabolical policy, which is to make more Iraqis and American soldiers die and make the world be contaminated more by depleted uranium poisoning so as to win in November. And that's a diabolical strategy. That goes against exactly what they were elected to do, and it's only Mike Gravel and Dennis Kucinich who have really said that, and Dennis Kucinich has taken the oath of his office and exercised constitutional high privilege, which he did, by bringing it onto the floor in contradiction to the entire leadership, which has sold out to the permanent war economy, which is just prosecuting those wars for to make American soldiers uranium meat and to make the people of Central Asia uranium meat for no good reason, while the government of occupation here devastates the U.S. and sets it up for what could be a complete crash of the U.S. dollar. Richard B. Cheney and George W. Bush are servants of the City of London, and the City of London is a quasi-independent jurisdiction, 677-acre jurisdiction at the heart of London, England. Not even the Queen of England can go in it without asking permission. It's ruled over by a committee of 12 banks led by the Bank of England, and it's that committee is mediated by the House of Rothschild, and the net worth of the House of Rothschild is $100 billion. And that's who runs Cheney, and that's who runs Bush.
Well, Ron, do you have a comment you want to make on this?
Yeah, as Canada and Mexico and the United States are supposedly all together now, because we've seen Mr. Bush and the leaders of Canada and Mexico sign on, can the Canadians put a vote in against Bush and Cheney for impeachment?
That's a very good question. We had a secret summit of the purported North American Union in August up here in Quebec. It was surrounded originally by a 25-mile cordon that was to be enforced by the U.S. Army. And there was such an uproar here because that would have been an invasion of the U.S. Army into Canadian territory. But still, that meeting was super secret. Not even members of Parliament, nobody could find out what the agenda is. There has been every effort here to keep the Canadian people in the dark as to the so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership and the North American Union, which is just the next step in the imposition of a North American-wide dictatorship, which would be the next step to have George W. Bush as a dictator of North America, which they would purport to do under National Security Presidential Directive 51, signed on May 9th, 2007. In the event of a, quote, national catastrophe, then the U.S. President would assume the legislative, judicial, and executive powers in the United States. So it would seem that martial law matrix, where they're trying to set up military government in the United States, they were actually planning that up at the secret North American Union meeting in Quebec, because just a year before, they had a secret Bilderberger group meeting in Quebec, not too far away from there, and you can see that in Alec Jones' recent movie called End Times. So that we here in Canada, we've been hit by the Bilderbergers holding their secret meetings up here. Even Hillary Clinton came in this cloak limousine secretly so they wouldn't know that she had come into the Bilderberger meeting up here in Quebec in 2006 secretly. So she got the vote to be the Bilderberger president of the U.S. because she swore on to the Bilderberger agenda, which is to bring all of North America, Canada, the U.S. and Mexico under dictatorial rule of George W. Bush, and then the U.S. president for purposes of depopulation.
I have to stop you here. We're going to break, and we'll be right back with Alfred Weber, John Alstasis, and my guests on the phone.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne. And by the way, folks, you know, I'm going to announce people out there, the good guys out there in business. I'm going to say Avis Rules, Avis Rent-A-Car Rules. Go talk to Eddie. If you come in the Illinois area, Chicago area, Downers Grove, his number is 630-852-3659, 630-852-3659. As for Eddie, tell him I sent you. The thing is that these people are really nice, and they're trying to do the right thing in business. So, again, Avis Rules, try to go over there, and if you need to rent a car or need assistance, go see Ed. And said Deanne sent you. Anyway, we're going back to our conversation about this nightmare that we have going on here in this country. And it is a situation that can reverse if we do the right thing right now. Alfred, the right thing is calling. Now, what party what do you think is the most important call we can make if listeners, you know, I'm asking, imploring you. This is very important. If we call and give this number out to all our relatives and friends and everybody that we can come in contact with and start calling nonstop this week, we can affect a change. Alfred, do you feel that? And who should they call first?
Okay. First of all, I'm trying to look here. There's an 800 number to call just so you can make it free. The particular email that I'm looking at does not have. Here we go. First of all, I would take down this 800 number, which means that you can call the Congress as many times as you wish, and it's free. And that's 1-800-828-0498. That's 1-800-828-0498. Or there's another one that's 1-800-862-5530. That's 1-800-862-5530. So you'll be able to reach the Capitol switchboard at any time there. Now, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee is John Conyers Jr. So you can call. He's the person that will decide whether or not there will be impeachment hearings. So if you want to make one call, and you're just going to make one call, you may want to call the office of John Conyers Jr. and let him know that you want the House Judiciary Committee to hold hearings on Resolution 333 for impeachment. And the day after the impeachment resolution passed, Representative Conyers was on the spot and came forward and made a statement in which he waffled, and he said, well, we might hold hearings, so we got to push him.
We're going to break. We'll be right back. Very important issue, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trade.